that was pretty interesting to me, that we seem to have a trend. It doesn't seem unusual to me with the advent of the potential bomber in December. So I think that may have something to do with why we're seeing an increase in the ability and willingness of our traveling public to actually give up some more privacy so that they can travel safer.
That surprises me, too, because, you know, you would think that people would want to find a better balance between privacy and security, but they're willing to let those scales tip a bit.
Well, and the other part that's interesting in the index is that we're seeing a trend of younger people willing to use more biometric-type capability than the demographics of the older folks. So if you think about more maybe younger people traveling, that might have something to do with some of this as well.
When you say biometric data, you mean fingerprints and eye scans, stuff like that?
Exactly.
Let's also talk about what it is that we're worried about. I know that according to your findings, most Americans are more concerned about getting ripped off as far as their credit cards, their debit cards, their identity being stolen. We're least concerned about our personal safety. That kind of surprised me a little bit. Did it surprise you too?
It did. I think people are, you know, the United States doesn't traditionally have terrorism on a daily basis. We had the crisis of 9/11 and some events. So we're not like some of the other foreign countries that we saw in this particular report, where they're more concerned about their personal safety because they have more terrorist-type activities or more security concerns than we have here in the United States. I think we still have a feeling that we're being protected well by our law enforcement and that Homeland Security is doing a pretty good job. And I think one of our biggest concerns right now is because of the economic crisis. If my identity gets stolen, I'm already having some trouble here. I can't afford to have every penny taken out of my checking account. So that's become quite evident. People are very concerned about that.
As we get more removed from things like Hurricane Katrina or 9/11 or big major events that really rock people's worlds, do you find that we are not as concerned about safety, or do you find that the fear factor levels off? What are you seeing?
I think that's probably true, just like we saw a spike with the economic numbers. So we were more concerned about the financial security components during the economic crisis. We see that spike. We've also seen an increase, a significant increase in reporting of this type of identity theft and breach notification. So people are more aware of it. It's being publicized a lot more, and it's getting more attention. I also think, though, people are concerned about traveling. So that's why I believe we saw such a significant increase in the willingness of people to be able to provide more privacy information so that they could feel safer on a plane. But as a national perspective, I think people feel fairly safe in their own homes. The identity theft seems to be one of those areas that keeps coming back up as an area of concern for the public.
I wanted to also talk about the methodology of the survey, kind of get down into the nitty-gritty and the weeds of it, how you were able to put this together, and so people can kind of follow along and track the trends you're seeing, how often you put it together. So walk us through that, if you don't mind.
So the Security Index comes out every 6 months. This is our sixth wave. And what we do is ask the same basic set of questions each time. So we started doing this in 2007, so we've got a nice track record in the report of showing the changes in folks from being extremely concerned to not concerned at all. And the not concerned at all always amazes me that people aren't concerned about national security or they're not concerned about identity theft. It's crazy.
Yeah, I saw some of that in there, and I was like, who are those people? You have to wonder, who are those people who have, are you surprised? Because there has been so much attention around this issue, particularly over the last six to 9 months with the new cyber coordinator and a lot of incidents happening, the Google incident and all those. Does that reflect in the numbers or not really?
I think it does reflect in the numbers. I think, you know, that's all of that important attention that's coming to this is adding. But I think if you look at the actual issues and the responses to the issue, it's personal driven. It's my personal identity, my debit cards, my credit cards. It's what affects me personally, and I think it's important for the nation to have security too, but not as more as concerning. It's really interesting. I think the ability to meet essential financial obligations issue, there were so many people that were not concerned about that. That really kind of took me off guard, I will say that.
Why is it so important that we have this snapshot every 6 months? Who can use this?
I think everybody can, to be honest with you. I think it's a good tool to use in academia when we're looking at where should we be focusing some of our attention, and also looking at it as a career. So if I'm looking for a job, I might look at the security index and say, how is this trending for people? Where are they the most concerned? And am I in the right career field, so to speak? I like to think my job's pretty secure as the chief information security officer. Security is a pretty big issue. It is not going away, and it's only becoming more concerning. So identity theft, fraud, misuse of personal data, and I think now the healthcare, the whole healthcare reform is also going to change some of these numbers. I think we're going to see a change in these numbers in the next wave when Unisys releases the next wave in 6 months.
And one of the challenges out there for security folks is we always say the weakest link is people. And as I was reading through this, it seems like this can give folks a good idea about where you need to put your limited training and education, time, energy, and efforts.
That's a very good point. Yep, I would agree with that.
And we'll have the link on federalnewsradio.com so people can read it for themselves. But for security folks, and even for Joe and Joanna Fed out there, what should they be paying more attention to?
The one issue talks about computer security in relation to viruses and unsolicited emails. There was a significant number of people that were not concerned about that. To me, that would be concerning in and of itself, because the public, unfortunately, gets used in a lot of these attacks because the hackers need a lot of processing power to be able to get in and steal people's identity. And so what they do is take control of the unsuspecting citizens' computer because of viruses, and use that to be able to get the extra processing power that they need to launch these major attacks. And I think that people need to be more concerned about that.